Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. I just had the most horrible dream. Chris looked like Brandon Routh, and Hitler was president, and we had all kinds of money and success, and... Oh, God, we were on Fox! It just... God. It all seems so real.
Well, it's over now, sweetie. Come back to bed.
I love you, Super Horse.
I know you do, bitch.
Alas, D Swabs, 'tis time for episode 38 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half hour of mad music and silly stuff, brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy music website. I be your host, old retired pirate bastard Commodore Stavro Argus. Every now and again, I turn up to play the strangest and most amusing recordings. Of course, on these podcasts, only Creative Commons-friendly songs can be played, as well as other things on which the rights have expired and become public domain. This week, show 38, March 2016. It's called something that's a line from something that's not Creative Commons-friendly, so I'm not going to say it out loud. But since you're hearing this, you've seen the title on our site show page, and for once, the majority of the show will follow this theme. Right after this upcoming set about drinking, there's also a St. Patrick's Day song in there, so don't say I didn't play any such songs this year, since Easter's ludicrously early this year. There's no law that says St. Patrick's Day songs can't be played early as well. So, let's get started with one by Tom Smith.
There's many drinks you'll drink, me lads, on every world that's new. There's Saurian brandy, cranapple schnapps, and a good old Tullamore. Don't
do or do not, there is no try.
There's Bush and Beck and Bud and Bach and others dark and pale. But I think you'll find the finest kind is 307 ale. 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and hale. There's nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. It started down at MIT one lazy summer day, when a couple of the frat boy techies started in to play. They'd caught up on their schedule with a couple hours to kill, so they fitted up their cyclotron and made themselves a still. 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and hail. There's nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. They added choice ingredients to brew a little brew, but they didn't know the wires were crossed in chamber number two. A tiny bit of space got folded, things were looking queer. They turned the spout and then came out the world's first hyper beer.
307 ale, me lads, 307 ale. Finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and hail. There's nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 ale, that's 307 ale.
It bubbled and it burbled and it glowed a fizzly green. And what it did to test equipment, frankly, was obscene. It took a while to find a vial, it wouldn't burst to flame. Then they measured out its potency, and that's how it was named. There's many drinks you'll drink, my lads, but this one beats them all. 153.5% alcohol. A beer brewed in a tesseract. It'll shoot you through the roof. And if you don't believe me, I've got lots and lots of proof. 307 Ale, me lads, 307 Ale. The finest drink that any bar has ever had for sale. It'll lay your whole damn world to waste, it'll make you fit and pale. It sticks to your mouth like lime and pace with a stronger kick than toxic waste. Nothing that you'll ever taste like 307 Ale.
14th day of February is for St. Valentine. September 29th is when St. Michael's faithful dine. On April 23rd we hail St. George without restraint. And come November 1st we cheer for every bloody saint. But none of those can claim the very best day of the year. On March 17th, we praise the patron saint of beer.
Yeah, love the beer.
We don't cheer for greenish beer or Irish cream liqueur. Because the man you toast was one devout teetotaler. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
'Twas only clear unleaded stuff he poured into his tank. He'd take the cash you spend for drafts and stash it in the bank.
Hooray!
Heroic, true, but stoic too. St. Patrick never drank. He strode with ancient warriors from coast to plain to highland. His staff he'd shake till every snake was banished from the island. He taught his bands the shamrock stands for father, son, and spirit. But don't break out the Guinness stout, the man would not go near it. St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey!
St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey!
He never tossed a bracer back or teetered on the brink. So pour another tall one, lad, then pour it down the sink.
Hooray!
With piety, sobriety, St. Patrick didn't drink. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
So let's be frank, when asked his favorite beer, he drew a blank. My gosh, if he could see you slosh, he'd give your tush a spank.
Hooray!
The guy was swell but dry as hell. St. Patrick never drank. No, St. Patrick never drank. I need some coffee to sober up.
The devil called me up one night, and something in my head said this just ain't right. But he said, Mikey, let's go drinking, just say the word and I'm on my way. And against all better judgment, I heard myself say okay. And the next thing I knew, we were in his car, headed to this drive-thru bar. Well, it didn't have a window, but we drove through anyway. He grabbed a bottle of Stones from the bar as we passed and slapped that bartender right on the ass. And he told me, you're not worthy, but hell, it's your lucky day. Then he popped the top with his thumbnail, and I knew there'd be hell to pay. We drank for 40 days and 40 nights, through plagues and fires and barroom fights, and through every natural disaster in recorded history, including my divorce. And that one time it burned to pee. We were slamming beers and singing songs, laughing and a-drinking and a-carrying on. He'd open us each a bomber, and then he'd say, game on. We drank beers from ancient Babylon, up through West Wet Laren just a-chugging along. But I knew I was trouble when he broke out that song. And the whole world seemed to slow down the moment I smelled that smoke. Tasted fire and sulfur and brimstone each time he took a toll. Woke up the next morning just wishing I was dead, with the blaring tones of Hell's House Band still ringing in my head. And I'm pretty sure I sold my soul, 'cause beside me on the bed was a never empty bottle of New Glarus Belgian Red. And we were slamming beers and singing songs, laughing and a-drinking and a-carrying on. He'd open us each a bomber, and then he'd say, "Game on!" When Judgment Day comes calling, I know what I've got waiting from the night that I went drinking with Satan. We were slamming beers and singing songs, just a laughing and a drinking and a carrying on. He'd open us each a bomber, and then he'd scream, "Game on!" When Judgment Day comes calling, I know what I've got waiting from the night that I went drinking with Satan. From the night that I went drinking with Satan.
People, you have to be careful. If Satan turns up, as he so often does during the winter for some reason, isn't he supposed to like heat? If Satan wants you to go drinking with him or offers you a taco or something, tell him you have explosive diarrhea and that you feel a big one brewing, then run away as fast as possible in the general direction of the bathroom. Taking risks with your soul is a bad thing. Drinking with Satan by Mikey Mason from 2014 and the Funk Volume 45 and his album from 2015, Red Letters. St. Patrick Never Drank by Mark Gunn from 2009 from the Fump Volume 14. And we started with 307 Ale, the 2010 version by Tom Smith.
And now, Old Fart Corner, a musical trip back to the good old days. Ha-cha! 23 Skidoo!
The bride stood at the altar all a-twitter, triumphant little glitter in her eyes. The groom looked as if he'd eaten something bitter and would like to step into a kimono and have a nice long cry. The choir was softly singing, "Oh, promise me off key." And the bride's old man was humming, "What will the harvest be?" The bridesmaids all were twittering in their organdy and lace. The flower girl, 8'6", was the only virgin in the place. The parson's face was thoughtful. He was wondering about his fee. "Who gives this woman to this man? Who gives away the bride?" said he. But no one gave the bride away on that lovely summer's day. They wouldn't say that she appeared in all the hometown plays, that she had played a leading role in many a matinee. The best man saw the whole thing quite sublime, for he had been the best man all the time. And no one else would whisper to the pomp and solemn pastor that she had done a lot of things to make a slow town faster, that she was the one they sing about who lost it at the Astor. But no one gave the bride away. Her father's lawyer was discreet, of course he wouldn't tell, and neither would the house digging at the Mountain View Hotel, of weekend excursions and a score of escapades, that she was the other woman in a half a dozen raids. The milkman and the baker were as silent as could be. She'd meet them both at the rise of dawn, but they all kept it QT. And the guy who owned the tourist camp up at Briar Creek knew she had the same old luggage, but a new guy every week. The groom looked very naive as he stood there by her side. He was the only guy in town who didn't know the bride, but no one gave the bride away. The village doctor wouldn't even say. She came and passed the physical with 87 points, but almost every evening she'd get stiff in all the joints. The ushers never spoke a word. They wouldn't say what they had heard. She loved to go on voyages, she thought them so sublime. When she saw a steamer, while her eyes would really shine. She was known as Stateroom Annie on the Hudson River line. But no one gave the bride away.
In a swell apartment right across the street, each night we sit and listen to baby talk so sweet. And as we watch each movement, it's all so very clear that baby loves her daddy, for this is what we hear. Give it to me, daddy, for I need it so bad. Give it to me, daddy, it's the best I've ever had. When it comes to loving, you're a way out in the lead. You always give me plenty, and it's just what I need. Baby feels neglected every time you go away. So don't be stingy, daddy, for it makes me feel so gay. You can do so many things to make your baby glad. So give it to me, daddy, for I need it so bad. You can have it, baby, it all belongs to you. It's been so hard to keep it, for others crave it too. I wanted you to have it, for it brings you such delight. You hold it in your little hands and fondle it all night. Then you stroke it gently, and it fills you full of joy. Then you caress it, darling, as you would a priceless toy. It brings to me such ecstasy to have you love it too. So you can have it, baby, it all belongs to you. Morning comes, she still wants more. Her eyes are shining bright. You'd never realize at all she'd had it through the night. Though daddy's most exhausted from his duty, he won't shirk. He gives it to her once again before he goes to work. So father gets up from his bed, the baby's milk to find, while mother sleeps till 10:30 with nothing on her mind. Daddy brings the bottle to his babe who cries with glee. Give it to me, daddy, for it all belongs to me.
Step right up, folks, and see little Egypt do a famous dance of the pyramids. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one-tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks!
I went and bought myself a ticket, and I sat down in the very first row. They pulled the curtain up, and when they turned the spotlight way down low, little Egypt came out strutting, wearing nothing but a button and a bow. She had a ruby on her. tummy and a diamond big as Texas on a tour. She laid her hair down and she did the hoochie coochie real slow. When she did a special number on a zebra skin, I thought she'd stop the show. Somersault, and when she hit the ground, she winked at the audience, and then she turned around. She had a picture of a cowboy tattooed on her spine, saying Phoenix, Arizona, 1949. Yeah, but let me tell you, people, little Egypt doesn't dance there anymore. She's too busy mopping and taking care of shopping at the store. 'Cause we've got 7 kids and all day long they crawl around the floor singing.
Sometimes I'll end Old Fart Corner with a song from the early rock era, just because some of those are public domain as well and you might not be expecting it. People lose interest if there's no element of surprise occasionally. We started Old Fart Corner with They Didn't Give the Bride Away by Charlie Drew. Then we had Give It to Me, Daddy by Ben Light and his Surf Club Boys from 1940. And we finished with Little Egypt by The Coasters from 1961. And now, let's keep the goof juice flowing with some very lascivious songs indeed.
Slow down,
be smart.
another try. It's time, pull it together now or never, cause it's do or die. Never gonna let up, never gonna give in, never gonna get another girl like you again.
Keep going,
don't stop,
keep going,
keep doing what you're doing.
It feels good,
keep going,
you're hot,
don't stop,
oh baby,
keep
please
going,
slow
keep
down,
doing what you're doing.
These balls,
keep going,
dead dogs,
don't stop,
diarrhea,
keep going,
and my grandma
went
a panties, oh shit,
keep going,
too late,
don't stop,
a premature
ejaculate.
Outside.
whenever I am lonely, when women aren't around, I go out to the barn and stretch out on the ground. I look up in the feels so special. Yeah, I like sheep. I like soft wool. Why the hell am I so weak when I'm around sheep? My parents think I'm healthy.
I don't know what it is. The whole bestiality thing is always funny, and sheep particularly so. Billy Connolly used to say, if you're gonna shag a sheep, take it to the edge of a cliff so it pushes back better. It's also been suggested that when you're fisting the sheep, you take off your watch so you don't lose it up there. Just a suggestion. Sheep by Sea Monkey from 2005, and his album Coming Out the Closet. First of May by Jonathan Colton from 2003, and his album Smoking Monkey. And we started the last set with Keep Going, Stop by Bonecage from his album Fish Food. And all of the songs on this podcast, except for the very last one, are available in our music store. Well, that's it for this show. I'll be back with the next one when I'm feeling up to it. So be sure to get in your requests when you feel up to it. Until next time, this is Stavro Argalus reminding you to visit madmusic.com, where you can do all manner of demented website-oriented stuff.
This show is copyright 2016, Mad Music Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. See you in the funny papers.
See you later, alligator. So long. That's all. Goodbye.